A powerful Democrat says he's opposing President Obama's nuclear deal with Iran. Senator Chuck Schumer published an article last night saying the agreement has serious shortcomings.
Schumer's decision is not a complete surprise. He's been skeptical of the deal for some time, but his move is significant. Congress has a chance next month to vote to block the Iran deal.
Schumer is expected to be the next Democratic leader in the Senate. He's a longtime lawmaker from New York, and he is one of the nation's most prominent Jewish Democrats. He publicly talked over the Iran deal earlier this year in a speech before a Jewish group.
Which is better? No agreement or an agreement that is not close to the ideal? And to me, there's not a clear-cut answer because each is fraught with peril.
In that speech, Schumer said the deal that might look good enough to the United States could still be unacceptable to Israel. And he said that even a small chance of a nuclear-armed Iran was too great for Israel to tolerate.
This is one of the most important decisions that I will ever make. As an American, as well as somebody who tries to be a Shomer Israel.
Someone who tries to be a Shomer Israel, a guardian of Israel in Hebrew. In his post on Medium, Schumer said his decision reflects specific weaknesses in this deal, like some limits on nuclear inspections.
He says the deal would be helpful in its early years, but in later years would not do enough to restrain Iran's nuclear ambitions.